This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today. In Maharashtra, the Prime Minister will travel to Nagpur at around 9 in the morning and undertake the darshan at Smriti Mandir and thereafter visit Deekshabhoomi. Later, he will lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralay Premium Centre in Nagpur and address a public meeting. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the loitering munition testing centre at the railway facility at UAVs at Solar Defence and Aerospace Limited in the city. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh and dedicate multiple development projects worth over 33,000 crore rupees. He is also scheduled to address a public meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Air News website and the News on Air mobile app. It will be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed the 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in the earthquake-hit Myanmar Ryangyun and Nay Pai Taw as part of the Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 parafield ambulance and the NDRF personnel. Two C-17 aircraft carrying the 60 parafield ambulance and the two C-130s carrying the NDRF teams and 10 tons of relief material landed in Nay Pai Taw. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay early in the morning, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Sources confirm that the total aid sent by the air sorties and the naval ships amount to 137 tons, with more aid to be sent as needed. Earlier, around 15 tons of relief material was sent to the earthquake-hit Myanmar on the IAF C-130J aircraft from the AFS Hindon. India is the first country to bring rescue personnel to Myanmar capital, where the airport is still not functional after the earthquake. Meanwhile, the death toll has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake on Myanmar on Friday. The country's military-led government has said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured have risen to 3,408 and 139 still missing. It said that the numbers could rise further as detailed figures are still being collected. Most of the fatalities are in Myanmar's second largest city, Mandalay, which is the closest to the earthquake's epicenter. In Bangkok, the capital of Thailand, which is also hit by the earthquake, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. Hundreds are believed to be trapped under the rubble of collapsed buildings. The Jal Ganga Sanvardhan Mahabihan will be launched in Madhya Pradesh in Gudi Padwa today to save every drop of rainwater. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will formally inaugurate the campaign at the Krishipa River in Ujjain. The campaign will conclude on the 30th of June. The statewide campaign will continue for more than 90 days and the initiative aims to improve the groundwater levels and promote the awareness about water conservation. Hamas has accepted a new Gaza ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. In a televised speech yesterday, Hamas chief Khalil al-Hayya said that they accepted the ceasefire proposal received 2 days ago, positively, and hoped Israel would not undermine the agreement. The proposal reportedly suggests Hamas release 5 Israeli hostages each week with a transitional phase. In the Indian Premier League IPL, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat first, Titans posted 196 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. And for Gujarat, Mohammad Siraj and Prasid Krishna claimed 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.